I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As groups of believers become more connected around the world, one thing is becoming increasingly more true. Believers living under persecution do not stand alone. We've got an example from the Middle East coming up. Plus, do you believe that children's ministry is important? Well, then you might want to consider partnering with a ministry seeking to teach kids about God 24/7 through radio. That story in just a couple of moments. But first, Iran continues to pop up in the headlines often, and not for great reasons. The U.S. State Department has categorized Iran as a country of particular concern since 1999 for its consistent religious freedom and human rights violations. Levi McGregor with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the hammer falls especially hard on the Iranian Christian population. And that's why Voice of the Martyrs Canada has a lot of partnerships with ministries that offer support and resources to believers in the underground Iranian church. For example,
we're also excited to be partnering with Iran Alive Ministries in doing their Church 7 program, which brings church to Iran every single Friday. And through that particular broadcast, we're letting the Iranian church know that they are the church.
So how then can we pray for and with our Christian brothers and sisters in Iran's underground church? McGregor says this is one of the prayer needs.
Christianity is spreading very quickly in the country, but as with any Christian culture that is spread quickly, it runs the risk of being very shallow. So we have to pray that there would be discipleship that comes alongside the evangelism that takes these young believers and grows them into mature believers who then are willing to share the gospel and disciple themselves.
Next, the goal of the Great Commission is to see lives transformed through the gospel. Today we wanted to share the story of Paul, a man who we recently met at Missio Nexus. Paul grew up in a traditional Hindu family in India. His mother taught him the stories of their gods, but also instilled a set of moral values in Paul. What troubled him was that his gods were anything but role models. But in school, his history teacher was also having an impact on his spiritual life.
She taught me about Christ as a part of our lesson. So when she shared about Jesus Christ, she told us that Jesus was died on the cross.
His heart was deeply impressed. He was a man who perfectly embodied the morals he valued. Paul decided to follow Jesus, but he hadn't heard the full gospel yet. Finally, he got his hands on a full Bible. And through fierce study, he learned what Christ's sacrifice truly meant. Soon he was sharing his faith at school.
Nobody trained me. Nobody taught me to teach. But according to eagerness, I share the gospel with my fellow students.
And this eagerness to share his faith continued. Paul's whole family eventually came to know Christ. To learn what he's up to today and how you can be praying for India, head to missionnews.org. And finally, over the last few years, Keys for Kids has made some changes that have been bearing fruit. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder shares.
What has been amazing is that we've gone from maybe a few thousand listeners to last month, nearly 20,000 kids were listening to Keys for Kids radio. And those were unique listeners. So they're coming in 200,000 times.
Keys for Kids recently revamped the radio ministry, and it made it so that kids in both the U.S. and those listening overseas could listen to Keys for Kids programming in their local time. But as the ministry grows, so too do the expenses.
God is really moving with Keys for Kids Radio, but something we've never done before is do a share-a-thon or a fundraising event. And the first week in October, we're doing what we're calling a week of giving.
And why have expenses gone up?
We're starting with some small goals. Those $10,000 will help with our basically our internet costs that we have. It's funny how regular radio, terrestrial radio, you don't have to pay any more for getting new listeners. But with internet radio, you have to pay more for getting new listeners. And so as we're growing, we're having to pay more.
For more ways to get behind the ministry that's reaching kids 24/7, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, nation, and tribe. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.